This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So, what's ahead? Much of the nation is reeling from that ferocious winter storm that killed dozens of people, many of them in western New York. The AP's Donna Warder.
More than two dozen people have died in Buffalo, New York, in one of the worst weather-related disasters ever to hit the western part of the state. City residents have been gathering around space heaters inside as strong winds whip the snow outside. Those who lost their lives were found in cars, homes, and snowbanks. Some people died while shoveling snow. Others died during a medical crisis, and emergency crews couldn't reach them in time.
So what's ahead for that area? The National Weather Service's Bob Oravec.
Lake effect snows are pretty much over. There's still a little bit of snow coming off of Lake Ontario, but with respect to Buffalo, definitely quieter weather going forward.
And for millions of other Americans,
it looks like it's going to be much milder along the East Coast as we head into the New Year's holiday compared to the Christmas holiday. And it's also going to be wetter. We do anticipate rain spreading up the East Coast on New Year's Eve and into New Year's Day before it dries out next week.
There are power failures reported in areas from Maine to Washington State. Thousands of airline flights have been canceled already this morning, says FlightAware. Southwest Airlines has canceled so many flights, the Department of Transportation is going to look into it. The UN is slamming restrictions on women's rights in Afghanistan, saying no country can survive if it excludes half its population. It's urging the Taliban rulers to reverse the restrictions that have barred women from universities, among other things. Moscow's accusing the West of fueling the war in Ukraine to weaken Russia. Leading up to New Year's Eve, gas prices are down to $3.10 a gallon, down 18 cents from a year ago. This is AP News. Foreign companies are welcoming China's decision to end COVID quarantine for travelers from abroad. An important step, they call it. The AP's Karen Shamas has this story.
The news of further easing of restrictions was welcomed by foreign companies who see the move as an important step to revive slumping business activity. Business groups had warned China the strict quarantine measures was shifting business away from China because foreign executives were blocked from visiting. However, the abrupt U-turn by the government has left hospitals flooded with feverish, wheezing patients as the virus spreads. Architect Lu Haoming believes the easing of restrictions could have been handled better. Hospitals are full of people, and the emergency rooms are full of patients who are not being attended to. So this is a problem. The government should have done the job in a more meticulous way. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.